Thank you, Jesus.
Now, there's something she said. She said about around midnight. My Bible translation said around midnight. I think she's reading from NIV. And NIV said around midnight. That Paul and Silas were praying and singing. There's something I want you to understand. He said they were praying and singing. Read it. I want to see what your translation says. Mine said hymns.
About midnight.
Yes.
Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God.
He said that Paul and Silas were praying and singing what? Hymns. They were praying and singing hymns. Now, when you are praying to God, you can pray in the spirit, which is the purest of all ways to pray. Because whenever you pray in the spirit, yourself begins to prophesy. You begin not just to, you're not just praying and interceding for yourself. You also begin to prophesy the will of God. Because whenever you are interceding for someone, you are actually doing the will of the Father. Are you following me? You are actually doing the will of the Father. But now I said that when they were praying at the hour of midnight, that as they were praying and singing hymns, you see, one of the reasons is that most time we sing to God, but it is just the flesh singing. The spirit is not singing. Elohim Adonai. You follow and you sing because you know the lyrics, but you are not actually singing based on what the content of the song is saying. Are you understanding? See, one thing is to pray. So most time, all we do is we come before God and we remanana manana. After we pray, yes, you are giving thanks well. But the Bible said that Paul and Silas prayed and they sing hymns to God. There's a difference. Now we know that definitely the prayer Paul will pray will be in tongues. I just know that for a fact. Because the Bible said, it said, thank God that I pray in tongues more than you all. So that means most of the prayers Paul always prayed is always in tongue. Because he said, pray in the spirit at all time. It was Paul that said so. Pray in the spirit at all time. So that means that whenever Paul, in such situation, Paul was praying in the spirit. But now, after praying, he was singing hymns to God, praising God. Can you be in such situation of your life and be praising God? Can you be chained, caged, and you are praising God? You see, the mentality that we have is that before I worship God, God must have done something for me. Before I am to come before God to praise Him, He should have done something for me. One of the questions that will help you ask yourself, who are you? You see, if only we can actually come to God with all humility and humbleness, there's a lot we can learn from Him. Why should He even favor you and yet He's favoring you? Who are you? Who are you that you think you cannot be replaced? And yet His love is perfect. Are you following me? So when you are praying, sometimes we pray, but we don't praise God. And sometimes we don't know when to pray and when to fast and when to praise. And when to fast and pray. And when to just fast without praying, but praising. And when to just praise God. And when not to fast, when not to pray, when not to praise, when to just be quiet. He said, be quiet, be still and know that I am God. That means there is a dimension in God that you need to be still for Him to walk. Am I in the right class? That verse explains to us that there is a dimension in God that the only thing you need to do is just keep quiet and watch Him do His thing. Sometimes we pray to God, then we take the action of doing that thing we have prayed to God for. You say, Father, I want you to give me money. Father, bless me with 50,000 naira. And after that, you test your uncle. Uncle, what about that 50,000? Automatically, you are not believing God to provide that thing for you. You are now trusting a man. If you ask me for money and you say, man of God, I want 20,000, please. I have an issue. I need your help. I need 20,000 from you. You are my only hope. If eventually I'm your only hope and later you went back to meet an uncle and asked, that means you lied to me because I was not your only hope. You see, one of the issues we have, it's easier to come before God and be honest. Some people are before God and they lie to God. Be honest. Father, I am a fornicator. I am a liar. Father, I tell lies. I hate people. I have envy. I have jealousy. I have hatredness in me. But I don't like these things, and I want you to help me. That is what they call an honest prayer. You see, one thing you don't know, most people don't know, is that when you are praying, God is not actually listening to your words. He's listening to what your heart is saying. So you might say a lot of things with your words, but your heart is saying only one thing. God will not answer those things that comes out from your words. He will answer the things he hears from your heart. A man can bless you based on what you have said with your mouth, because a man does not know your heart. God blesses you based on what you have said from your heart. And it is possible to come before God and empty your entire heart through your words. Is someone here with me? Praise the Lord Jesus. And the Bible said something. The reason why this dimension, see, Paul and Silas, these people were operating in a high dimension. He said something that as they began to pray, and so they were not just praying, they were praising God and singing hymns. Now, when you say you are singing hymns, it means that, you know, there are some hymns you don't actually utter with words. You just hymn it. Will I use the word hymn it? Because I could imagine that whenever they will be singing, they will be shouting at them, shut up, you are making noise, keep your voice down. And yet these men were singing. There is a time it comes in your spirit self that when you begin to praise God, you forget that you have neighbors. Let them wake up in the morning and complain. You don't even care. After all, you are paying your house rent. Continue reading. I want you to get a point here, because most times we Christians don't understand the power of praises. Before you praise God, it means that you have received. So, and the Bible said in the verse we read that when you pray, believe that which you are asking God for, you have received it. So if truly I believe that whatever I'm asking God for, I have received it, the next thing to do is to praise God. So the first thing is not to praise him. The first thing is to pray to God. Then the next thing to do is to do what? Praise him. Believing that you have received that which you are asking God for. So some Christian pray, Father, I want you to give me an alert. Bless my business. Give me a man that will settle my home. And they now wait. He said, rejoice now. He said, why am I rejoicing? Automatically, you have canceled those prayers. See, those prayers are not waiting to be answered. You have canceled them. But when you come and you start singing, that is one secret about David. David is a man that can go naked dancing. You ask him, David, why are you dancing? He said, you're a king. How can you be dancing naked? He said, yeah. Look at this one. He don't even know what I'm talking about. When I was in the desert, I was just a small boy, being a shepherd, carrying sheep, and now I am in a place of honor. In fact, there is something about David. David was in the Old Testament, but he was seeing the New Testament. That is the relationship David had with God. In fact, David actually existed in the New Testament. He said, my God says to my Lord. That was a prophecy. That was a vision. He actually saw Jesus. He actually saw what the disciples didn't see. He saw Jesus in torment in hell. So he saw the life of Jesus and saw the crucifixion of Jesus. So David can sit at home and see the future. And he's a prophet. Are we getting blessed? So sometimes most Christians say, man of God, I've been praying for a particular thing. Why is God not answering? No. The problem is that God is answering. You don't know how to speak to him. Sometimes you don't need anything. You don't need someone to transform. You see, sometimes you don't need money to be happy. You don't need food to be happy. Sometimes you just wake up and you start praising him. Clapping hand is not praising God. Understand this, please. Clapping is not praising God. Clapping is honoring a man. We have to mature to learn certain things. That is why certain things are not open to us at a tender age. There's only one verse that talked about clapping, and that was honoring a man. I'm not going to go deep into that. Now, whenever you clap, if clapping is worshiping God, then whenever a politician is speaking, people clapping are worshiping God. If clapping is worshiping God, understand, there's a difference between honoring and worshiping. If clapping is worshiping God, then whenever they are doing election and they call President so he comes and you are clapping, that means you are worshiping God. Clapping is a thing to honor, to just give an honor to somebody. Can you wake up in the morning and just be clapping hands to God? God dwell in your praises. If you are clapping and speaking or singing or prophesying, then it makes sense because you are giving rhythm to whatever you are saying. Are you understanding me? Some people spend so much, they say, after I'm clapping now, we are worshiping, I'm clapping now. Anma kunaka. You must know what is praise and you must know what is worship. Whenever you are worshiping God, you are emptying yourself to yourself. Empty everything out to God. You see, this thing limits us. Are we following? Can you read, ma'am?